Title, updated, New York Workers' Compensation Law, is COVID-19 compensable? Content, as previously noted in our blog, workers' compensation is an emerging area of concern for employers during the COVID-19 crisis. For New York employers in the heart of the pandemic, the question of whether one of their employees will contract COVID-19 in the workplace is less a matter of if than when. Infected employees may subsequently seek workers' compensation benefits, which have the potential to be significant if the employee contracts a severe case or suffers lasting damage. As businesses in New York plan to reopen, employers in the state must take care to review applicable workers' compensation laws and understand when employees who contract COVID-19 in the workplace may be entitled to benefits. New York Workers' Compensation Overview. Under the New York Workers' Compensation Law, NYWCL, the vast majority of New York employers must fund and provide monetary and medical benefits to covered employees who suffer injury or illness arising out of and in the course of their employment. Eligible employees may be entitled to weekly cash benefits and/or medical expenses associated with the malady. Workers' compensation is the exclusive remedy for employees who suffer on-the-job injury or illness in New York, and employees are generally barred from seeking civil damages in a private lawsuit for NYWCL-covered injury as a result. COVID-19 is a compensable injury whether an employee who contracts COVID-19 in the workplace is eligible for workers' compensation benefits depends on whether the illness qualifies as a compensable occupational disease under the NYWCL. While certain diseases, like silicosis and illnesses stemming from chemical poisoning, automatically qualify as occupational diseases, the term also encompasses disease or infection that may naturally and unavoidably arise out of or in the course of an employee's employment. However, for an illness that is not specifically identified by the NYWCL, the affected employee must show a direct link between the illness and the nature of his or her employment, as opposed to a condition in the workplace, ordinary contact with coworkers, or other unrelated factors. New York, unlike other states, has not specified whether COVID-19 qualifies as an occupational disease or codified a presumption that COVID-19 is a compensable illness. However, in June 2020, the New York Workers' Compensation Board, the board, issued guidance clarifying that employees who contract COVID-19 while working in an environment where exposure risks are significantly higher are more likely to be eligible for benefits. Environments that may place employees at a higher risk of exposure, according to the board, include healthcare workers, first responders, correction officers, food service workers, and workers who frequently interact with the public, such as retail workers. The board's guidance emphasizes, however, that workers' compensation claimants must demonstrate that they worked in an environment where exposure to COVID-19 was prevalent in order to be eligible for benefits, and provide a medical report from an authorized workers' compensation medical provider stating that the claimant's work caused their illness. Documentation that may support the claim for benefits may include 1. A positive COVID-19 test, 2. A medical report from an authorized workers' compensation medical provider showing a diagnosis via polymerase chain reaction, or PCR, test, or 3. An examination record from a treating physician. 1. The board's guidance is consistent with rulings made by New York courts that have reviewed workers' compensation claims arising from other communicable illnesses. Such courts have consistently determined that such illnesses only qualify as compensable occupational diseases where the nature of the infected employee's work places them at a high risk of exposure. For example, in Lahovich v. Albany Med, Center Hosp, 38.2d.1004, New York App, DIV3D Dept. T. 1968. The New York Appellate Division held that a maintenance worker in a tuberculosis ward was entitled to workers' compensation benefits after contracting the disease, even though there was no evidence that he came into direct contact with a patient diagnosed with tuberculosis. 2. Conversely, in Pider v. Park East Movers, 19 N.Y.2D 373, 1967, the New York Court of Appeals held that a moving company truck driver